Appy sit under fire for referendum jibe. He sees Tsotsis as threats to obstruct vote illegal. Opposition leader Appy sit Wechachiwa is under fire after calling on voters to derail the planned charter amendment referendum. The government is threatening to lobby for the disbanding of the Democrat Party if he tries to obstruct the vote. Election Commissioner Tsotsis Atayatam yesterday said Mr. Apisit's actions could be deemed a violation of Section 43 of the Referendum Act, which prohibits attempts to obstruct a referendum through threats or deception. Violators face up to 10 years in jail and a maximum fine of 200,000 baht, she said. Mr. Apisit posted an open letter on his Facebook page on Sunday, urging voters to reject changes to the Constitution during the government's referendum on charter change. In the letter, the Democrat leader called on the public to derail what he said was little more than an attempt by Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat to whitewash all cases involving her brother, ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He accused the Prime Minister of planning to amend Section 309 of the 2007 Charter, which legalized the actions of the military coup makers in 2006. Doing so would exonerate Thaksin of all charges brought against him after the coup that toppled his government, Mr. Apisit said in the letter. Ms. Yingluck yesterday rejected that claim, saying the final details of the Charter amendment had not yet been finalized. Interior Minister Charupong Rungsawan also defended the government's effort to rewrite the Constitution, saying the Charter was the product of the 2006 coup. He said the cabinet had set aside a budget of 90.2 million baht to fund 108 public forums on the proposed amendment. Mrs. Tsotsis said that would be a possibility if the comments were found to breach the Referendum Act. Mr. Apisit yesterday downplayed the letter. When I said derail, I meant that we should act together to make sure that the charter rewrite bid is not approved in the referendum, he said. I didn't mean that we should seek to block the referendum from taking place. Democrat List MP Ong At Klampaiboon said the party was not planning to obstruct the referendum, but was keeping a close watch on how the government organizes the vote. If the cabinet today approves the proposal to hold the referendum as expected, the EC should be able to hold the vote in March or April next year, Election Commissioner Tsotsis said. Voting will not be mandatory, and the voters will not be subject to the usual punishments if they fail to cast their ballot in the referendum, she said.